there is the absolute authority of Christ seen in their request. But they also make another quite strange request. I actually find this quite a strange section, but there are some very, very interesting things in it. Verse 10. After the man has said his name is Legion, that just means hundreds. You know, Legion was a very large number of Roman soldiers. We are many. Verse 10. He, that is the demons, in him begged Jesus again and again not to send them out of the area. That's a very strange request, that, isn't it? That it seems as if the demons, well, if we can't stay in this man, at least let us stay in this area. Let us continue our work in this area. And I think that is a very curious request from them. And then they move on, and the final aspect of this request, and remember we've said, don't do it. So what the demons then go on and say to Jesus is, let us go into the pigs. So if we can't stay in this man, we're completely under the authority of Jesus, we can't. And do you not think the demons would really like to have got their hands on Jesus at this point? Would you not think, you know, if you're a demon, it's difficult for us to kind of think in this way, but here's their opportunity. Here is Jesus. He's out of heaven now. He's on earth. He looks just like a man. This is our chance to get him when he's out of his comfort zone down here on earth. And yet, this man, Jesus, is also God. And let's never forget that Jesus is God, fully God and fully man. And here he is, and he has the authority over these demons. And if they can't get this demon-possessed man, if they can't get Jesus, well, we'll go for the next best thing, the pigs. Let's have the pigs then. And the very strange thing is that Jesus agrees to their request. Now, some people don't like this. You know, they say, well, I don't think my Jesus would never have let the demons. Well, the poor pigs, 2,000 pigs on the hillside. And what happened when the demons went into them? The herd, about 2,000 in number, verse 13, rushed down the steep bank into the lake and were drowned. That's a wee bit cruel to the pigs. I don't like that part of the story. Well, you know, sometimes we just have to let Jesus be Jesus, even if it offends our sensibilities. He gave them permission to enter into the pigs. The pigs ran down into the lake and were drowned. And this illustrates not just Jesus' complete authority, but also his compassion. This man's life was being destroyed. Nobody could tame him. He lived in the graveyard. Day and night he was crying out, cutting himself with stones. This man's life was spiraling down towards disaster. But Jesus had compassion on him and released him from the control of these demons. In Jesus' economy, this man is worth much more than the pigs. And I'm going to free him from the power of these demons. But there's a funny thing too, you know, that there's a kind of stay of execution on the demons, that Jesus says, okay, go into the pigs. And the demons went into the pigs, and that was it. But this was kind of, they'd immediately thought that Jesus had come to destroy them. And he's saying, okay, not now. But just think about that. I mean, that must in some ways have been terrifying as well for the demons to contemplate the fact that here is the Son of God, and he has the authority to just give them a little stay of execution, but the end is coming for them. I don't want to say much about demons. We could say lots about demons. Florence said a little about angels this morning, so maybe I can digress slightly and say a little about the other sort, the demons. Demons are real. Okay, let's not fool about. This is not an old-fashioned way of saying that he had some kind of mental illness or something. You know, it says he was possessed with demons, so he's possessed with demons. Jesus spoke to them. Jesus had authority over them. They are real. What are they? They're spirit beings who are evil and who assist Satan in the furtherance of his purposes. And what are his purposes? Well, in the book of Revelation, Satan is called the destroyer. Satan's primary purpose is to destroy. He would love to destroy Christ, but Christ is out of his reach. So who does he go for next? Well, not pigs, Christians. If we can get them, then we can discredit him. Can't reach him, but we can reach them. But there's another very important thing here. For the first two chapters of the book of Job, Satan and his demons are completely under God's authority. They cannot go an inch further than he allows them. So don't think they can just do what they like. But be aware of them. They do exist. They want to destroy. And the way they do that is by deceiving, by messing with our heads, by creating conflict, confusion. They want to destroy relationships. They want to destroy families. They want to destroy your faith. They want to destroy your church. Never be in any mistake about that.